Imagine that you are asked to examine the work of the one scientist considered to be the most intelligent male scientist known to man, a person many times smarter than Einstein. Your assignment is to grade the final outcome of this male scientist's latest creation. The creation is that of artificial intelligence meant to last forever. But as you examine it, you come to realize that the scientist not only created the artificial intelligence meant to last forever, but also created certain living conditions that ensured the artificial intelligence's demise. What would you think of the scientist in such contradicting conditions? Would you still consider his creation to be genius? And would you still consider his creation the greatest creation ever created? Now, let us take a close look at Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve are said to have been meant to live forever in paradise. And if not for the original sin, eating the apple, they had all the conditions to live eternally. After all, the biblical God told them that they could eat of every tree in the garden. And we know that fruits contain the nutrients, vitamins, etc. needed to maintain life, and that a proper diet of these fruits reduce the risk of many cancers known to men. But just like the male scientist that created conditions that would destroy the everlasting creation, so too the biblical God created such conditions. But maybe worse, being that the same fruits, capable of reducing the risk of many cancers, also serve to fuel and strengthen the very same disease that it helps reduce. In a nutshell, this is how it goes. Fruits, which grow on trees, reduce the risk of the most notorious disease, cancer. Fruits such as peaches, plums, nectarine, cherries, and mango provide a host of regenerative as well as DNA protective benefits. Example, apple is known to reduce the risk of bladder, colon, and lung cancer. That is correct. The same fruit, apple, Adam and Eve were asked not to eat, reduces the risk of cancer. But here's the rub. In order to obtain the benefit from these fruits, one must know the proper amount and combination. If not, and cancer develops, the same cancer-reducing fruits are to be avoided. Why, you may ask? Because cancer feeds off glucose, a simple sugar which is an important energy source in living organisms and is a compound of many carbohydrates. As you may know, fructose is a sugar specially found in fruits. For this reason, as of this recording, cancer patients are put on the keto diet. That is because the keto diet is a low sugar diet that keeps cancer from surviving in the human body by not allowing cancer to produce its own capillary vessels that would give it access to the sugar energy supply in the bloodstream. So now I ask you, the listener, if the male scientist in this scenario meant for his artificial intelligence creation to live forever, why did he also create conditions to ensure the artificial intelligence demise? And the same question goes for the biblical God. If the Genesis, Adam and Eve story, along with the Garden of Eden were true, why would the biblical God create humans meant to live forever when a simple diet imbalance can allow cancer, and the same cancer risk reducing fruits feed the very same cancer it helps to reduce? Answer: because the myth of eternal life is just that, a myth.